Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. It is Tuesday. I am Paul Machin, that is Ben Kelly alongside me, and this show is brought to you in association with Unibet, giving you all the transfer news and views that you could possibly hope for over on their blog. If you want to get over to that, I'll put the link in the video description underneath. If you listen to this in podcast form, then go over to the YouTube channel and click the link in the description underneath the video. But other than that, we shall crack on. There's a few things to get through today, Ben. As ever, transfer news is a little bit kind of thin on the ground. I think we're all slowly coming to the realisation, some of us at varying speeds and degrees of happiness, that Liverpool are probably not going to buy anyone. But one thing that will be happening is a loan move out for Ben Woodburn. Before we do that, I just want to call everyone's attention to, though, our Jurgen Klopp interview is out on the redmentv.com. Chris Pajak sat down with him for just over 20 minutes. There's a good strong segment of that coming out on YouTube later in the week on the Redmen TV YouTube channel. But if you want the full thing, I would highly advise going over there. It's free for the first month. You can check out the full thing. Really necessary. I listened to it again last night and it put me in a much better mood than like the comments around social media and stuff has me on football at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just baffling, some of the things I'm seeing online. I'm hoping that a lot of it is rival fans pretending to be Liverpool fans, doing that weird thing. Yeah. Because it just, some of it, I can't believe what I'm reading half the time. But yeah, the Klopp interview, you know, obviously it was great to be involved in that, but in general, the things he says, you know, you just, this man makes you want to go to war for him. And if you listen to it, you'll get exactly what I mean. So
100%. There's loads of other brilliant things over there at the moment. As I said, there's the interviews. I think there's like 8 exclusive interviews we put up over the course of the last week. The Divock Origi one went out on Sunday. That's one of my absolute favourites. What a wonderfully humble and open bloke he is. But yeah, that was great. There's Virgil van Dijk, there's Genie Wijnaldum. There's another bit with Klopp, which I think went out on YouTube as well. But some of the best players play for Liverpool had a chance to speak to us, and it's very, very good indeed. So yeah, start your free month now and get involved with all that. Anyway, Ben Woodburn. David Lynch, the Liverpool reporter for the Evening Standard, is reporting that Ben Woodburn will complete a season-long loan move to League One side Oxford United. Yeah, well, I mean, we saw that he wasn't part of Liverpool's training squad over in Evian. I think the writing was kind of on the wall for him, Ben. It's not worked out for him. It's a real shame because he looked like such a promising youngster, but I think he's too lightweight to play, to play in the midfield, and I don't think he's fast enough to play in the front three. So, I mean, League One's a disappointment, but he couldn't get his game at Sheffield United on loan last year. So,
no, I think that's always been the problem with him, the build of him, because he's clearly, I think this is the case with quite a few young players, he's clearly got like the footballing brain to be able to play in it, and you know, you can see that in the under-23s. I remember actually Steven Gerrard playing him very deep one time for the under-19s in the Youth Cup, and he played very well, kind of like stringing passes from midfield. It's all well and good doing it at that level, but we needed to see more when he had his opportunities in the first team.
I think he's probably a 10, but we don't play a 10. To be a 10, you've got to be at our level. You've got Liverpool at right now. It's got to be ridiculous because, like, Pep Linders used to play and Trent as a DM and Woodburn as the 10 in his development side. So yeah, I mean, fair play. I mean,
I think the key thing to remember is he's still only 19. You know, you can go away another loan. This will be about getting confidence for him, I think. He'll have gone to Sheffield United expecting game time this time last year.
Yeah.
And the problem is that they got caught in just this whirlwind of being really good, couldn't get into the side.
Yeah.
If he goes, he should boss League One. He's good enough.
Yeah.
He's good enough. He should go and he should play consistently. He should get a few goals and assists.
Yeah.
And who knows where we'll be at in a year's time in terms of just having him all-round confident player. I forgot he was playing half the time on the tour when he was on the pitch.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem. He needs to get some self-belief back in and show that when he finally puts Liverpool shirt on
again. Football moves very quickly, doesn't it? And I think, one interestingly, when you look at the likes of like Harvey Elliott coming into the side, it's clearly you've got a window of opportunity there. And if you can't take it, you know, sometimes it could be timing. He might have been, if 5 years earlier, if you come in, you come into the Liverpool side, he might have had more games, etc., etc. But he seems to be joining the list of lads who are just not quite at that level, but might well have a good career. Mentioned by Couch Nish from the podcast, the Couch, that and Cam Brannigan went there, and we've seen that before. And also with Nutton, Carl Robinson's the manager, Scouser, Liverpool fan, good ties with the club, so he could be a good fit for him. Just briefly, again from the Evening Standard, Liverpool are Fulham are hoping that Harvey Elliott Tribune will top 10 million. They hope Liverpool will be ordered to pay a record tribunal fee of more than 10 million for 16-year-old sensation Harvey Elliott. Liverpool signed for Liverpool after rejecting a scholarship at Fulham, and a transfer fee is expected to be decided by tribunal after the two clubs failed to reach an agreement. They want a compensation package which includes an upfront payment and percentage of any profit made on the sale of the midfielder. The record fee for a tribunal involved striker Danny Ings when he moved from Burnley to Liverpool in 2015. Liverpool were ordered to pay 6.5 plus 1.5 and add-ons.
I'm confused by the legality of this. How can we make a transfer happen if we can't agree on a sum of money?
Because he's not signed a contract, so he's a kid. So right, effectively, okay. There's a loophole. Yeah, you know what? He's not got a proper contract.
Yeah.
So effectively, you can offer contracts at that age. He's still not. I mean, he's not even signed a professional deal with us. I think he's still on a kid's deal, because you've got to be a certain age to do that. I believe that's right.
I think let me know if I'm 17. Wrong
on that. Yeah. So fair play. If he's good, I can't see it being that much money for a child.
I mean, they clearly got really high hopes for him if they're hoping for that much money. You know, they can see him going on doing massive things, and they want the 10 million off the start.
Absolutely. In the Eye today, Sam Cunningham reporting that Liverpool tried to trademark LALALA as well as Liverpool and six times. Now, the Liverpool stuff came out last week. I think it's just a bit. It's a PR own goal from Liverpool. Yeah. I get what they're trying to do. Me and Chris were having a chat about this over in the States when we were looking at all the football shirts that you could buy in New York, and how Liverpool switching to the Live Bird on the shirts makes perfect sense in the context of when you see Juventus and they change to the J, and you're starting to, you want a symbol or a thing that represents your team, and the Liverpool badge, as it were, was just too complicated a thing. I would say if you can't draw it on a pencil case or on the back of your school book,
I still struggle with the Liverbird.
Well, the Liverbird isn't easy, but it's slightly easier than the Liverbird plus all the badge and the Shankly gates and all that around it and what have you. But Liverpool apparently tried to trademark LALALA and six times, and it fell flat. They withdrew the application. And this article's a bit scathing of it, because it says it's got Liverpool attempted to trademark LALALA, words to a terrace chant that had been sung by at least six clubs before they adopted it. This is the point. I don't think they've tried. My understanding is they're not trying to trademark the song. But the point is, the Liverpool fans, I think I'm right in saying, added LALALA. I don't think Porto sang it, because that'd be weird.
I think I've seen it sung by Letico fans. I've seen that.
I mean, I've seen loads of fans singing it, but like, I'm not sure. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the LA thing made sense to me, because it was a. Ale was from the mid-80s, when we used to say Ale Le Rouge was a big thing that came around from the mid-80s of traveling abroad in the European Cup and what have you. I thought we'd added the LA, but I think it's more that saying Ale, Ale, Ale has become a Liverpool thing. There's countless T-shirts all over the place. I'm fit, but like, you've took a swing and you've missed that badly, Liverpool. I'm less asked about that, which is mad, because we sell a T-shirt that's got LALALA on, which means that we wouldn't be allowed to do that. I think this coming out is a bit, it's all been a massive PR own goal, and it's something that Liverpool, particularly given all the negativity surrounding not being great in pre-season, not making signings, and then stuff that Liverpool are trying to clamp down on the IP and all that kind of stuff, it's probably come out at the wrong time. Although, being said, I think this application was served last year. I might be right
they tried to get in a lot
earlier. Maybe I'm right on that. I'm sure I read that at some point, but it's a bit fucking stupid, isn't it? Let's be perfectly honest. Okay. As we've titled this, let's move on to it. We got this via the Liverpool Echo, who got it via Bernabéu Digital, Últimas Noticias del Real Madrid. We've translated this, which is one of my favourite things. Ben, would you like to give us the blurb?
Oh, I mean, I'll give it a good go. Israel Salazar is one of the most media... Canteranos of La Fabrica. Although he is 15 years old, Salazar is already a reality.
Good to know.
And in the absence of a professional contract, the striker of Cadet A has rejected FC Barcelona up to three times. The last one was in January when an important member of the board of the directors shuffled his agent. The nine is convened with the Spanish national team, sub-17, and in 3 years has rejected up to 50 offers, as we reported in the Bernabéu Digital a few months ago. The last news has been that Liverpool has asked for him, but the player wants to stay, ..
Okay, cool.
And then there's a lot more.
So apparently he's top scorer of the lower categories of Real Madrid. Figures close to 40 points in official meetings during the last campaign. Go ahead. But yeah, apparently Liverpool have asked Real Madrid for Salazar, the player of 50 offers. A 15-year-old forward then, by all accounts. I mean, let's be honest, it would fit in with Liverpool's current transfer business of trying to buy children from all over the world to do our bidding. But yeah, it strikes me as being a stretch.
Who's saying he's got 50 offers? Is it Real Madrid or is it these guys making up the offers to make a story?
Well, but apparently he's rejected Barcelona up to three times, up which could be between
zero
to three times. So yeah, I mean, that's a very clever way of writing that. Modern English journalists should probably use that one a bit. But Liverpool have submitted up to and including one offer for such and such, which could mean absolutely not. Last bit.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
News then for today. Daniel Sturridge is too demanding for Trabzonspor. Get French football news are saying that Daniel Sturridge has been offered $2 million a year net wages from Trabzonspor, but a source close to the Turkish side understand that the Englishman is asking for $3 million a year with a $2 million signing bonus. Now, they've got this in euros. I worked this out roughly. $2 million a year net works out at about 38 grand a week, and that's pounds, not euros. Right. I mean, if you take it pro rata, it's probably a bit more than that. You factor holidays, et cetera, in, which nobody really thinks about with footy players. But I can understand Daniel Sturridge wanting more than 40 grand a week, particularly to play in and Trabzonspor.
He's 29. You know, it's a shame, really, that we're already looking at this point in his career. Obviously, we've all seen the story about Gareth Bale this week and potentially going to China and all that, which I find sad. For me, Daniel Sturridge should still be playing in Europe's top five league, you know, if not the Premier League. And I think he should be aiming for higher than this. And as you say, if he's going to go and essentially make that sacrifice to go and play in Turkey, you know, think of the players who've gone and played in Turkey at the latter end of the career.
Well, there's lots of good players who've played in Turkey. But, you know, I mean, Wesley Snyder played for, I thought he's probably still going, isn't he?
Yeah.
But, you know, they've had tons of good players in Turkey. It tends to be that you go for the money, but in terms of like culturally and stuff, it's such a change. People don't realise what a cultural shift it is moving to Turkey in terms of like the food and the lifestyle and, you know, and the living conditions in terms of like the temperatures and the summer and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, great holiday destination, but it's a massive change. My discovery was the putting cornflakes on chicken and thinking it's the equivalent of a chicken nugget. It's not. It's not as cornflakes on a chicken. That was just the all-inclusive hotel I went to.
I need at least 38 grand a week to deal with that, I think.
Yeah, maybe that's fine. But, you know, I'm amazed that, like, someone else is not. We're not seeing more offers. And this is not him going to Fenerbahce or him going to Galatasaray. Trabzonspor are the fourth team in Istanbul. Yeah. You know, they aren't, you know, K- Kevin Campbell went to Trabzonspor. It was crap then. You know, for me, it looks like Daniel Sturridge doesn't really want to go there. Yeah. And they've gone, his agents have probably gone, well, look, if you give us a ridiculous amount of money, we'll maybe take it for a year. He'll still be 30 and he'll have £2 million in his arse pocket for doing it and maybe get some other offers. But I'm amazed someone in the MLS isn't taking a punt. I mean, they know the money's not great, but the lifestyle suits him.
Yeah, the lifestyle. I mean, he's got his place in LA, hasn't he, with his dog? That would be nice for him. You know, that might be the way to go. But I still think that if he can stay fit, and that's a big if with Daniel Sturridge, I think he's still got something to offer in one of Europe's top five leagues, personally.
Okay. Sounds. So if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to the Redmen News YouTube channel. We are very, very close to 19,000, which means we're also very, very close to 20,000 subscribers. If you're watching on YouTube and you've not yet subscribed, please do go and click the subscribe button and the notification bell to be notified. Although, let's be honest, we go live pretty much at 12:30 every single day, apart from when it's down to me and Chris to sort everything, in which case it goes not live. Later. Keep your thoughts coming on everything we've discussed. Si, have you got anything to discuss at the moment, or is it just lots of people being very angry and upset?
As is probably understandable, there's quite a bit of discussion going on in the comments about whether Liverpool should sign someone or whether it's not. There's different sides of the argument. Mm. Ali Katz says, what's with all these kids? Good for the future, yes, but we need depth up front. Bad Divock, the rest are not showing enough to stand in for Mane, Mo or Bobby.
We can't tell that for me at the moment. I think Rian Brewster could really step up. I'm liking what I'm seeing from Harry Wilson. It's difficult. I said this yesterday on the Red Transfer Roundup, and let me know what you think in the comments. If Liverpool had signed Harry Wilson this summer, so if he had had the season he had at Derby and then we bought him for £25 million this window, there would be a completely different view of Harry Wilson, I think.
Same with Brewster, if we'd signed that. Look, there you go. I agree. I think the problem is, though, is that we haven't. He's a player that we know. It's a player that we long suspect isn't good enough to play for Liverpool, which is the issue. I get all the issues, though, because I agree. I think one more senior age player for the front three, well, it certainly make me feel loads more relaxed. But I think what we fail to factor in often is, think about the amount of times we've been in pre-season and we've gone, we need a player for this position, or if the squad feels unbalanced or what have you, and then someone within the squad takes up that position and does the job or does well. I mean, God, we're only 2 years away from thinking Salah was bought as an understudy for Mane. Yeah. It wouldn't shock me to see us use someone else. I'm a bit surprised we've not used Oxlade-Chamberlain on the left, if I'm honest. Just in terms of his pace.
You've been having to go with Genie there, hasn't
he? Yeah, so, Genie's had to go there, and I thought he was excellent in Yankee Stadium in Lisbon. But obviously, everyone was poo at the day against Napoli. So, yeah, I agree. I think the reason why Liverpool are buying kids is because the vast majority of Liverpool squad are prime age. No one needs replacing.
No.
So if you're going to buy players, you need to buy players who aren't going to need 30 games a season for two or three.
It's funny because I saw a tweet yesterday. It was just somebody who literally listed our squad, every single name in what would be a 23-man squad for us. And they were like, that right there is all the reason you need as to why it's difficult to bring in transfer at the moment. Because look at those names.
Yep.
You've just got to remind yourselves what a good football team that we've got.
Yeah.
It's really difficult, even if Klopp wanted to. It's really, really difficult to
exacerbated.
Pick the right players at the moment to fit into that squad.
It's exacerbated by the fact that the entire front three has been missing for all pre-season.
Yeah.
I think if you even have one of them available,
you,
I think people see
it.
Because it feels like you're going into the season without any of those lads. And don't get me wrong, if Liverpool had to play all the season without those three lads, we would struggle big time this year. But on the balance of probabilities,
fingers crossed.
Go on, sorry. Actually, you're smirking away. Go on.
So we've got a super chat. It's nothing to do with football, but I've got to read it out because it's a super chat. Thoughts on Boris Johnson?
Will I get my YouTube channel turned? I've already had my Twitter account locked. Boris Johnson, I don't like Boris Johnson very much. Think of the strongest swear word you can possibly imagine.
That's him,
and that's what I think of Boris Johnson.
So we've got some stuff on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So Kieran McHugh said, "Let's face it, we're not signing anyone. We haven't got stronger, but we haven't got weaker either. We're still the same team who lifted our sixth European trophy and relaxed."
I disagree. I think we've got stronger.
We've got more players. We've got Oxlade-Chamberlain back in as well.
Yeah. And the problem is all this stuff. If you're dead set on this mindset that Liverpool are fucked or whatever because they've not signed players, then all this stuff sounds like excuses. But Man City are a stronger squad this year for having Kevin De Bruyne available.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Oxford is as good as that, because he's not, but he's a very, very good footballer who was part of our best side the year before. I think having Brewster instead of Sturridge and having Oxlade-Chamberlain available, and the fact that Trent's a year older, Divock Origi's established, Fabinho's established,
Henderson, I get
the point, and I'm not looking to dig out the lad making that comment in any way, shape or form, but I think Liverpool was stronger the second the Champions League finished.
Yeah.
Were already a stronger
outfit.
They've
got that off the back as well. They don't feel as much pressure anymore. Particularly the captain.
Unless they go on Twitter or YouTube comments, in which case.
But particularly the captain and the manager. You know, the weight on Jordan Henderson's shoulders for so long to lift a trophy has now been lifted as Liverpool captain. And I think he will play with so much more freedom, particularly in this new role next season. We'll see the
Liverpool side that played the last 3 months of the season is the level that the side's going to roughly start this season, which is the encouraging thing. So there's plenty of arguments for him. Well, one more, please.
And Ashley Kemp says, once we do get the front three back on fire, and the likes of Origi, Wilson and Chamberlain will look a lot better.
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree with that. Look, we beat Barcelona with Origi, Shaqiri and Mane up front. Yeah. Like,
I've just said, someone mentioned that in the comments before, and someone said, no, that was the power of Anfield.
Okay. I mean, I don't get me wrong.
I didn't score any goals that night.
I was incredibly powerful on the cop, but I defo didn't stick. I didn't stick Trent's corner in. I tried to suck it in, but I defo didn't. The point is that you can get away with, you don't have to play your best three players every single game. You can get away with having the odd
players of those quality ahead of you as a central midfielder player. At the moment, you know, Oxlade-Chamberlain looked very bright in some of the friendlies, but he's given it to Ryan Kent, who may be giving it away. You know, he may be fluffing opportunities that the normal front three would stick away. Mm-hmm. They make the crazy midfield players look so much better because they can actually... We haven't seen the full picture this pre-season,
and that's normally you can get a good indication of things, but I just don't think we have, and that's why, and it's tough. So I understand the negativity, and I understand the feeling that might therefore inform what happens, and it might do. Who knows? But my strong suspicion is we'll be loads better and we'll be fine. Thanks everyone for watching, for listening, for subscribing and for leaving your 5-star reviews on all of your good podcasts and apps as well. Cheers to everyone who's left comments. You can continue the conversation going in the comments or come over to theredmentv.com where, as I say, we've got that exclusive interview with Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp. If you need a little bit of an uplift, if you need to feel better, if the negativity and the mire of stuff's getting you down, which I know, look, God, it's affecting me, absolutely, then I would highly recommend it. It's free for the first month, which means that you can try it out and all those exclusive interviews and all the amazing content we do now all through pretty much the first month of the season you're going to get as well. Get over there, sign up, and we'll see you there. Other than that, thank you very much. News returns tomorrow. Ta-da.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.